Hello, my name is Lori R. I am a recovering compulsive eater and a delegate to the World Service Business Conference for 2013. This is an overview of the World Service Business Conference 2013. One purpose of this overview is to share with those members of the CHOW Fellowship who did not attend the conference a description of the happenings and makeup of it. Another reason I am doing this is that I want people to understand what exactly is involved in our business conference and what important issues to the survival of CHOW are voted on there. If you would like to know more about the various committees that serve our fellowship as a whole, please contact one or more of your delegates or me and ask us your questions. The PhoneBridge delegates are Carolyn Key, 303-877-0910, Mountain Time, Lori R, 216-630-0569, Eastern Time, Maricela H, and Maricela H's email address is Maricela MMS, that's MaricelaMMS at yahoo.com. Roberta S, 714-299-9721 Pacific Time. Suzanne E, 310-208-4311 Pacific Time. Or Susanna F, 760-662-8905. And I apologize, I don't know that time zone. I hope that this summary will offer some clarity regarding the delegates and directors who attended the conference. The business conference held from 7/24/13 through 7/26/13 preceded the CHOW Global Convention. I strongly encourage people who have internet access to go to the CHOW website and download the bylaws located there, especially pages 36 to 43, as well as the minutes of the business conference and the summary of actions of the conference, both of which are posted on the website. These provide excellent details of the processes involved in the conference. For me, it was a pleasure and a privilege to be involved as a delegate both this year and last. Thanks to all of you for permitting me to do so. I would like to start by giving an explanation of who the delegates and board of directors are. Again, this information is described in greater detail in our bylaws. A delegate is an abstaining CHOW member who, at first, is a recovering compulsive eater. That abstinent compulsive eater then chooses to become an intergroup rep and is approved by the group they wish to represent. After a certain amount of time, the intergroup representative becomes eligible to be an area representative. Intergroups select area representatives from among their intergroup representatives. These area representatives attend the annual area assembly in each of the 10 areas. At the area assembly, delegates from the business conference are elected from among the area representatives. Each area is allocated a certain number of delegates based on the number of meetings registered with that area. The board of directors are chosen from the delegates by the delegates in a vote taken at the conference. If there is a question about this or any other process mentioned herein, please contact any of your PhoneBridge intergroup delegates. We on the PhoneBridge are Area 10. We have two intergroups, the English-speaking intergroup and the Spanish intergroup. Each intergroup sends area representatives to the Area 10 Assembly, and the PhoneBridge delegates to conference are elected at the Area 10 Assembly. To summarize what occurred at the conference this year, all delegates were required to attend an opening introductory session that began at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 24th, and ended at 8:30 p.m. that evening. This was for the purpose of discussing procedures and practices of the business conference, as well as giving background on specific issues to be voted on there. All delegates, directors, and their support team, CHOW volunteers all, met again the following morning at 8:30. The first session of the meeting was called to order by the chairperson of the board of directors, Coletta W., with the third step prayer, tradition 2, and an introduction to the board of directors. The board of directors number 10, including Ray Z., our co-founder, and Jim C., a non-participating, non-CEHL member director. The directors besides Ray C. and the non-participating director are chosen each year from among the delegates present. Their terms are for 2 years each, and no director may serve more than two consecutive terms. Similarly, no delegate may serve more than 8 consecutive years. The directors and delegates must step down after their full terms have been served before being eligible again, unless a delegate is elected to the Board of Directors, at which point the two consecutive two-year limit applies. There were 43 delegates present this year from different parts of the U.S. and Mexico. There was a wonderful translator who sat in the back of the room translating from English into Spanish for those in need of this service. Also present was a parliamentarian who advised us all on parliamentary procedure, making certain that we stayed on track by following Robert's rules of order for all of our sessions. The Board of Directors presented to the conference as a whole that attendance at face-to-face meetings is down from last year throughout the entire CEHOW Fellowship. It is an area of great concern, and wishing to spend a chunk of time addressing the problem, a forum was presented by various delegates and directors after morning roll call entitled, How Do We Keep CEHOW Strong and Growing? Some ideas given were, 1, start new face-to-face meetings, 2, keep existing meetings strong by following the traditions, 3, encourage service at all levels, even by those who have not attained abstinence. There are many tasks a non-abstinent member can perform. 4, make sure face-to-face meetings are set up attractively and there are greeters to welcome the newcomers. 5, integrate phone bridge and face-to-face meetings. This is a WE organization. For further details on each of these points and more, please see the minutes of the World Service Business Conference posted on the website. The forum will also be posted on the website. Some ideas shared on the forum from the delegates on how to strengthen CEHOW were, 1, have retreats and workshops, 2, end regular meetings a little early to hold business meetings and encourage participation, 3, ask leaders and others to commit to call newcomers, 4, have a missing persons list and contact those on the list to invite people back, 5, educate people in a gentle, loving way concerning tradition violations. These were 5 of the 13 ideas presented and listed in the minutes. The rest of the ideas shared by the delegates are available in the World Service Business Conference minutes. As you listen to this overview of the conference, you are all invited to consider how to make CEHOW stronger and able to reach out to the still-suffering compulsive eater in your neighborhood. Each delegate is assigned to a conference committee and works actively on this committee from close of conference throughout the year until the next conference. The various committees gave their reports to the conference regarding the goals and progress toward these goals from the previous year. At various times throughout the 3 days, our parliamentarian, Jim Whipple, presented information on parliamentary procedures. New business. There were 5 policy motions and 1 bylaws motion submitted to the Board of Directors during the 2012-2013 year to be brought up and voted on at the World Service Business Conference 2013. They were as follows. 1, suspend the Ad Hoc Reflections Meditation Book Committee until submissions reach 1,000. Anyone who wishes to submit an entry for the Reflections Meditation Book may still do so on the website until further notice. This motion passed. 2, that the World Service Business Conference create a special needs ad hoc committee to research ways that our program can be improved for those with special needs and accessibility issues. This motion passed. 3, publish 3 booklets of questions based on the personal stories found in the 4th edition of the Big Book. This motion passed. These are brief summaries of the motions passed. There were in-depth conversations, both pro and con, for each motion throughout the 2 days. The actual time frame for the policy motions was spread over the 2 full days of the conference. 3 other motions that were presented dealt with reviewing a 4th step, 5-column inventory as an adjunct to our CEHOW inventory. The results of this review will be presented at the 2014 Business Conference. This motion passed. The publication of a book titled Broaden Your Experience of Sponsoring. This booklet is to be used as a companion and supplement to the book Sponsoring and Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How. The motion passed. Finally, a bylaws motion was submitted to change the percentage of monies distributed to the intergroup World Service Office and Area Assemblies. This motion failed. For further details on these motions, please refer to the World Service Business Conference minutes. After we finished the motions, the session was adjourned so that all committees could work on their plans for the upcoming year. Business sessions reconvened, at which time our co-founder and board member, Ray Z, joined and addressed the conference for 15 minutes. We adjourned at noon and reconvened with another parliamentary session, urgent new business, and the election of 4 new directors. There were 4 seats on the board up for elections to 2-year terms. Among those elected to the board of directors was Delegate Leanne S. from the Phone Bridge, as well as David M., who is our new chairperson, Jim E., and Robert M. David, Jim, and Robert are all from other areas. Before the close of the conference, there was an open forum for the delegates to share. Some points presented were, 1, this has been an exciting and enriching experience. There is a rich diversity in the rooms, and members are exemplifying the traditions. 2, delegates were reminded that the Finance Committee is available for questions from the members of the fellowship. Also, World Service Office financial statements are posted on the website. 3, it was shared that this has been a phenomenal experience. It is up to the delegates to let others know all of the information garnered during the conference, which is what I am doing in this presentation. It was noted that we are not supporting World Service Office at the Business Conference and through the Seventh Tradition. Rather, we support the fellowship. 4, we need members to help with Spanish translation and also those with ideas for electronic literature. 5, contributions still need to be submitted for the meditation book. The 2013 World Service Business Conference adjourned at 3:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Friday. Minutes were submitted by Irish Sea's secretary. Thank you for allowing me, Lori R., to be of service. Many thanks also to Carolyn P., Gabby S., Margie B., Pamela K., and Roberta S. for their assistance in compiling this overview of the World Service Conference 2013. The end.